Greetings in Jesus' name on this 23rd day of June, the year of our Lord, 2020. During these days, I'm in Howland, Maine, at the Howland Baptist Church, where I'm preaching a youth congress called Ignite Maine Youth Conference. I've been preaching this conference for many years. Nick White and myself and Brother Jeremiah Chassie will be the preachers during these days. And we're asking God to move in power and great glory as we preach the Word of God to the young people that are coming from literally all around this region. There will be hundreds of young people there. And we're asking God to give us a conference like none other. We know that the Lord is able, and we're trusting Him to help us in the preaching, the singing, the teaching, and everything that is done and said. May Jesus Christ be magnified, and may He be glorified. Thank you for praying for us that we would have traveling mercies there and back, and that God would use us for His honor and His glory. In your Bibles today, I would like to invite you to look with me in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4 and verse number 11. For this time that we have together today, I'd like to speak on the gift of leadership. The gift of leadership. And the Bible says, "And He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers." Notice the wording, "and He gave." The God of heaven has given to the church leadership. He has given them in the form of apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. And these are leaders that the Lord has given to the local assembly. And I want to, again, speak for a little while on the gift of leadership that God has given to the church. Notice the reasons why this leadership is given to the church. Number one, for the perfecting of the saints. God has given leadership to the church to use for the perfecting of the saints. It is the will of God. He desires for every one of us to be fully mature. He doesn't want us to be acting like a bunch of babies. He wants us to be fully mature. All of the leadership of the church is given for the perfecting of the saints. That lets me know that God is very interested in my growth. The Lord is very interested in how I am progressing in my walk with God. Am I the same that I was yesterday? Am I the same that I was last year? Or is God doing a work in my life? Leadership is given for the perfecting of the saints. Number two, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Leadership preaches and teaches and so that the ministry itself, those people in the ministry, will be involved in the work of the ministry. And the work of the ministry is a vast ministry. It entails so many different aspects. No doubt the work of the ministry is the work of evangelism, of leading others to Christ. No doubt the work of the ministry is the work of discipleship, where the people of the church not only lead people to Christ, but are able to disciple them and train them in the work of God. Again, no doubt the work of the ministry is the work of benevolence, of ministering to those that are hurting, those that are destitute, those that are homebound. And the ministry of the work of the ministry is an amazing ministry. And the gift of leadership is given so that the people of God within the church might get involved in the work of the ministry. God's leadership is helping to perfect the saints. God's leadership is guiding in the work of the ministry. And then in this verse, third of all, God's leadership is given for the edifying of the body of Christ. The Lord desires for everyone to be built up in the body of Christ. That's what the word edifying is talking about. It's the idea of building up. And when you edify the church, you build up the church through the faithful teaching and preaching of the Word of God. You build up the church by continually plowing through every word, every phrase, every verse, and it edifies the body of Christ. Christ. And the Lord has given the leadership to the church that it might accomplish all of these things, and yea, many more. May the Lord help us and strengthen us to respect the leadership that He has given in our local assemblies, and do our best, no less, for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.